Bertie! Bertie, it's Pam!
Darling, she isn't here.
Jerry, she is. I know she is, and we have to get in there. Something's happened to her.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Die Hard. September is a time of many things, of turning leaves and returning vacationists, of homes suddenly grown quiet, and schoolyards and campuses come back to life. And September is a nostalgic time, a time just made for a person like Pam North to revisit a place like Colfax College.
Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. The chapel bells. Oh, Colfax, we love thee, thy towering trees, thy hallowed halls, thy fields of golden flax.
Flax?
Golden flax, Colfax, it rhymes.
It does.
Oh, Colfax, oh, Colfax, we love our own.
Pam, darling, what's the matter?
It's all night. I never hear it but what I cry.
Well, I don't wonder. That song's enough to unnerve anyone.
Jerry.
The music I can stand, but those lyrics.
It's not what the lyrics say, it's what they mean.
Okay, okay, darling. Now, what do we do?
Well, let's see. We've seen the stadium, the dorms, March Hall, Edwards Hall. Now to the library.
The library? Oh, now, Pam, you're not going to have time to read.
Oh, I'm not going to the library to get a book. I'm going to see Bertie.
Bertie?
Bertie Twigg.
Who?
T-W-I-G-G, Twigg.
Oh, you're kidding. There really isn't anybody named Bertie Twigg, is there?
Oh, yes, there is.
Well, then let's go. This is a person I want to meet.
No, Nancy. No, dear. I'm sorry.
But cheapers, Miss Twigg.
Very sorry, but a rule is a rule. After all, that's why rules are made.
Yes, but...
Adult books are for adults. Children's books are for children. That's the rule, dear.
But I'm not a child. I'm 13.
13. Yes, yes, I know. But, well, a book like this, oh, my. Why, I haven't read this even at my age. You run along, dear. And, oh, Mrs. Turner, good afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Are you, looking for someone, Mrs. Turner?
What? No.
Well, if there's anything I can help you with...
Thanks.
The new fiction is over by the...
I know.
She sure hangs around here a lot all of a sudden, don't she?
What?
Mrs. Turner, she comes in here almost every day.
Why, yes. Yes, she does.
She sure must take out a lot of books.
As a matter of fact, she never... No. No, it can't be.
What's the matter, Miss Twigg?
What it is? It is Pamela.
Hello, Bertie.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Pamela Saunders.
Oh, not Saunders anymore, Bertie. North.
North? North? Yes, yes, of course. North. And this is your husband.
Jerry, this is Bertie Twigg.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Twigg?
What a wonderful, wonderful surprise.
Oh, I guess I better go now, Miss Twigg.
Put that book back, dear.
Okay.
Now, you two come right into my office where we can have a nice long chat. I want to hear all about... No, wait. Here's someone you must meet. Oh, a professor.
What? Yes, Miss Twigg.
Professor, I want you to meet Mr. and Mrs. North. Pamela, Jerry, this is Professor Markham.
How are you meeting, Professor?
Pamela is a graduate of Colfax, Professor.
How nice.
Of course, that was before your time.
Oh, my goodness, Bertie, you make me sound ancient.
No, dear. I didn't mean that. My goodness, no. It's just that Professor Markham is one of our newest, and I might add, most brilliant young professors. Are you looking for someone, Professor?
Hmm? No. Well, I'm happy to have met you, Mr. and Mrs. North. I'll go back to the stacks and browse around, Miss Twigg.
The new fiction is over by the...
Bertie.
Pamela, I...
Is there anything wrong, Miss Twigg?
Wrong? No. At least I don't think there is.
You're a little late, aren't you, Paul?
You said 3 o'clock.
I'm talking about last night.
Oh.
Why didn't you meet me?
We can't talk here.
Where were you, Paul?
We can't talk here, Mildred.
Then let's go somewhere where we can.
Well, I have to be back on the campus in a few minutes.
Quit stalling.
And keep your voice down.
I'm not going to go on like this.
Now, Mildred, please.
I'm going to tell Cliff about us.
No. Mildred, listen. Something's come up that makes it absolutely imperative that no one find out about us temporarily.
What's the excuse this time?
I had dinner last night with Peter Carlisle. He's chairman of the board of trustees for the college.
Well?
Well, that's why I couldn't meet you.
Go on.
Well, Carlisle told me, in the strictest confidence, that the presidency of the college may be vacant within a month or two, and that there's a very good chance that I may get the appointment.
You?
But I'd never be considered if you asked Cliff for a divorce now. The publicity would... This is too risky. Can you meet me tonight?
Yes.
8 o'clock?
Pilot Rock?
Yes. I'll go out first.
All right.
And you remember Tommy Lawson, Pamela? Well, he... Oh, excuse me.
I'd like to take out this book, Miss Twing.
All right, Professor. The Psychology of Murder.
What?
The title of the book. The Psychology of Murder.
Oh, so it is.
Well, if you picked up the wrong book and want to change it...
No, no. That's all right. I'll take it. It might be very interesting.
Did you really like Bertie, Jerry?
Yes, he's a bit fluttery, but nice. Oh.
What's the matter?
This food.
It isn't very good, is it?
Oh, there must be a better restaurant in town than this.
Oh, there is. Several.
Well, why did you want to come here?
Well, I just wanted to see the place again.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in school, this used to be called the Icebox. It was just a soda parlor then. It didn't have a cook.
It still doesn't. Look, ma'am.
Will there be anything else?
No, thank you. Just the check.
Yes, sir.
Come on, finish your coffee, Clam, and let's go.
Anybody out front, Mildred?
Couple in number 2. We're just leaving.
They're slow tonight.
Yeah. I'm going home, Cliff.
Going home? What are you talking about? It's only 7:30.
We won't be busy tonight. You can handle the front. Please, Cliff, I've got a nasty headache.
You're lying. You don't have a headache any more than I do. And you're not going home.
What's the matter with you?
I'm sick of this. That's what's the matter.
Sick of what?
Who are you meeting?
What?
You heard me.
No, for crying out loud.
Stop lying.
Stop yelling. Those people out front can hear.
Let them. Answer.
Let go.
Who have you been meeting? Who is he?
No one. Now let go of me. Let go.
Hey, you come back here. Mildred.
I'm leaving. I'm through.
I'll find you. I'll find you here. And when I do, I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
Golly, Jerry.
Come on, darling. Let's just leave some money and get out of here.
When I went out the door, Cliff was yelling, I'll kill you, I'll kill you.
Oh, sounds like a delightful little scene.
It was horrible, but... Well, I'm glad it happened.
Oh?
Cliff had to find out sometime.
You said you denied meeting anyone.
I did, but Cliff knows I'm lying. Paul, we've got to tell him the truth.
And get ourselves killed?
Oh, Cliff didn't mean that.
Well, how can you be sure?
I know, Cliff.
Well, perhaps. But I'd hate to go to him and then have you discover that you don't know him as well as you think you do. But aside from that, you seem to have forgotten what I told you this afternoon in the library.
About the presidency of the college? I haven't forgotten. In fact, I've given it a lot of thought.
Good.
You haven't heard what I've been thinking.
Then maybe you better tell me right now.
A little while this afternoon, you had me fooled.
Fooled?
But not for long. After I left the library, I went over to the college and walked around the campus for a little while, daydreaming, thinking about what it was going to be like when I was Mrs. Paul Markham, wife of the president of Colfax College. Me, Mildred Turner. Graduating from slinging hash in a greasy spoon to serving tea at a faculty reception. I thought now for a dame that didn't even finish high school, I'm going a long way. And then it hit me. Wham! Right between the eyes.
What?
That people don't travel that far that fast. Not people like me. And you know it.
Why?
And you knew it this afternoon in the library. It was just another stall. Another excuse. Like all the other stalls and excuses.
Mildred.
But this was the last one.
What are you going to do?
Divorce Cliff and marry you. Okay, so I won't be the wife of a college president. It's all settled for being just a Mrs. Professor.
I'm not going to marry you, Mildred. I don't love you,
isn't what you said the other times we met here at Pilot Rock.
Well, nevertheless, I'm not going to marry you. This whole thing's been a mistake.
Maybe so. But there are some mistakes you can't correct, Paul. And this is one of them.
I don't think so.
Paul.
I can correct it.
Help! Paul, don't. No, please, please, Paul, don't. I can't breathe.
I'd almost forgotten how beautiful it was up here.
Oh, I've got to sit down, Pam.
Oh, doesn't Pilot Rock have a lovely view?
Yeah, so do picture postcards. And you can get them in a drugstore.
Oh, you. Complain, complain, complain. I warned you when we planned this weekend that I was going to do all the things I did when I was in college.
Yeah, well, you certainly are. Thank heavens you weren't on the football team.
Oh, come on, you old grouch.
Oh, where now?
Down the road.
Road? Oh, how did anyone get a road up here? With parachutes?
Well, it's not very steep on the other side.
Oh. Pam.
Yes?
Pam, dear. No, I won't ask that question.
What question?
Well, why, if there's a road, we didn't drive up instead of climb?
Oh. Here's the road.
Yeah, and a very good road.
Uh-huh. Jerry. What's that down there on the grass?
Hmm? Where?
Well, there. It looks like a book.
Oh, let's see.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah. The Psychology of Murder.
Imagine. Just imagine such irresponsibility, such... Where did you say you found it, dear?
Up on Pilot Rock.
Well, I never.
Do you remember who took the book out?
No, but we'll find out from the files right now.
I'd better not wait, Bertie. Jerry's outside in the car.
Oh, of course. Oh, and don't forget, you and Jerry are coming to dinner tomorrow night.
We're looking forward to it.
Fried chicken with Jibbit Baby.
Wonderful. Goodbye, Bertie.
Goodbye, dear. Bye. Well, now, I'm going to find out who... Wait, I remember. Professor Markham. He seemed like such a nice young man. Just goes to show you never can tell about...
Hello?
Professor Markham, this is Miss Twigg at the library, and I'm shocked at you.
Well, what's the matter, Miss Twigg?
You apparently do not recall what you did with the Psychology of Murder by G. Emerson Pierce, which you took out of the library yesterday. Well, it has been found...
Found?
And returned to the library.
Where was it?
Right where you left it, Professor. Up on Pilot Rock.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes. Yes, I did drive up to the rock yesterday in the afternoon for some fresh air. I must have knocked it off the seat of my car without noticing it. I'm sorry, Miss Twigg. I'm terribly sorry.
Well, I suppose we all make mistakes, don't we? Even professors...
Yes, even professors.
Well, I'll forgive you this once.
Well, thank you, Miss Twigg.
And the book is here if you want it.
I'll pick it up this evening. And, Miss Twigg.
Yes?
I'd appreciate it if you didn't mention this to anyone. I wouldn't want to get the reputation for being an absent-minded professor.
Dear, I hadn't thought of that. That is all funny, isn't it? Well, don't worry, Professor. This will be our secret. Just ours. Goodbye. Well, now he's probably a nice young man after all.
Afternoon, Miss Twigg.
Hi, Sheriff Conway. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
I'd like to ask you a couple of questions, Miss Twigg.
Why, certainly, Sheriff. Of course. What about?
Do you know Mrs. Mildred Turner? Her husband runs the Turner Cafe in Clover Avenue.
Why, yes, I know Mrs. Turner.
Was she in the library last night? Any time after 7:30, say.
Last night? No, Sheriff, she wasn't. Why?
She's missing.
Missing?
Her husband says she didn't come home at all last night. He's afraid something's happened to her.
Hi, Sheriff.
Hello, Dan.
Find out anything?
Nothing. Been all over town, everywhere. Even at the library. No one saw her. Mr. Turner go home?
A few minutes ago. But there's a Mr. and Mrs. North waiting for you in your office.
What are they doing?
Didn't say.
Well, you better go out and have your dinner, Dan.
Okay.
You folks want to see me?
Sheriff Conway?
Yeah.
We're Mr. and Mrs. North.
We heard over at the hotel that a Mrs. Turner, the wife of the man who owns the Turner Cafe, is missing.
Do you know anything about Mrs. Turner?
Well, nothing that you may not already know, but we thought we'd better tell you anyway.
You see, we had dinner at the Turner Cafe last night, and we overheard Mr. and Mrs. Turner having a pretty heated argument.
What about?
Well, from what we heard, it sounded like Mr. Turner was accusing his wife of meeting some man.
And Mrs. Turner finally went storming out with Turner yelling that he'd kill her.
What time was this?
About 7:30.
Well, I wouldn't take it too seriously. Oh, I'll ask Turner about it, of course, but now that I know about this fight, I figure Mrs. Turner just went off somewhere in a huff. Turner will probably be hearing from her in a day or... Oh, excuse me. Conway speaking. Yes, Phil.
What?
Where? Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm on my way. Well, looks like I was wrong.
Wrong? About what?
About not taking Mr. Turner's threat seriously. She's dead.
Murdered?
Yeah. Bill Bates found a body lying in the underbrush up on Pilot Rock. She was strangled to death.
Public Library, Miss Twigg speaking.
Bertie, this is Pam.
Pamela, dear, I was just thinking about you. Yes, I was.
Bertie.
I'm just remembering how much you liked my popovers when you used to come to my house. But...
Bertie, please, I've got to talk to you.
Is something wrong, dear?
Have you heard about Mrs. Turner, Bertie?
Mrs. Turner? As a matter of fact, I have, yes. Sheriff Conway came into the library this afternoon and...
Bertie, she's dead. She was murdered.
Murdered? But that's impossible. Why, just yesterday she... Murdered? Oh, my...
Bertie, listen. The book that Jerry and I found and returned to the library.
Yes?
Well, it may be a clue to who murdered Mildred Turner.
What?
Well, Jerry and I aren't sure. We haven't even told Sheriff Conway about the book yet, but...
No. No, dear, you're wrong. Why, it's unthinkable.
Bertie, will you please... Bertie!
Good evening, Miss Twigg.
Bertie!
Good evening, Professor.
Bertie!
Pamela, dear, I'll have to call you back.
But
Goodbye, dear.
I came to pick up the book, Miss Twigg.
Book? Oh, yes, book. Now, let's see. Where did I... Here we are.
Thank you. And again, my apologies.
Oh, that's perfectly all right, Professor. Oh, my goodness, look at the time. 8 o'clock.
Closing time?
Yes.
Well, I won't detain you since I seem to be the only one here. Good night, Miss Twigg.
Good night, Professor.
Oh, Miss Twigg, about the book being lost, it's still our secret, isn't it?
Oh, indeed, yes. Yes, indeed. Oh, my, yes.
Miss Twigg.
Oh, jeepers, Miss Twigg, have you heard about Mrs. Turner?
That, dear. She's been murdered. Honest, she was strangled to death.
Strangled?
They just found her just a little while ago up on Pilot Rock.
Nancy.
She was under some bushes, absolutely dead, with her eyes wide open and her...
Nancy.
And Mr. Turner's been arrested and... Oh, isn't that exciting?
Jeepers, I better go home and tell Dad and Mom before someone else does.
Bye, Miss Twigg.
Nancy.
Bye, Professor.
You know, don't you?
No.
The book and Mrs. Turner, both found on Pilot Rock. That's why you're so nervous.
I don't know what you...
Give me your keys.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to close up for you. Give them to me.
Oh.
Thank you. Now it's... Don't touch that phone. Let it ring.
She just doesn't answer. Jerry, there's something wrong.
Now, Pam...
There is. I know there is.
Just because she doesn't answer the telephone?
But she answered it a couple of minutes before.
All right. So in a couple of minutes, she closed the library and left.
What time is it?
8:05.
No.
No what, Pam?
No, Bertie hasn't closed the library and left. The library closes at 8, but Bertie never leaves before 8:30.
No, Pam,
it's true. I worked in that library for 2 years, Jerry. I know. Darling, we've got to get down there and find out what's wrong.
Darling, she isn't here.
Bertie!
You can see for yourself that the place is pitch dark.
Come on.
Where are you going?
There's a side door. Hardly anybody knows about it. I want to see if it's unlocked.
Damn it. The front door's locked, then the side door will be locked.
Here.
All right, try it. You'll see for yourself that it's unlocked.
Come on.
Hey, it's dark in here.
All the light switches are over by the main entrance.
Oh, but Pam, what would Bertie Twigg be doing sitting around here in the dark?
Jerry, believe me, there's something wrong. Bertie would never have gone off and left that side door unlocked. Why, Bertie is the most... Jerry, look.
Where?
Over there on the floor.
Holy...
Bertie! Bertie! Oh, Bertie!
I'll get the lights.
Jerry, she's... Jerry.
I heard it.
It came from over there. There's someone back in the stack.
I'm going to take a look. You telephone the sheriff.
I want to go with you.
No, Pam. Telephone the sheriff.
Well, all right, but be careful, darling.
Yeah.
Hello? Sheriff Conway? Sheriff, this is Mrs. North. I'm calling from... Jerry! Jerry!
I'm all right, Pam.
Well, what happened?
Somebody jumped me. A man. Didn't you see him?
No.
You would have if he'd gone out the side door.
He must still be in here.
Unless he got out a window.
There aren't any, not on the first floor, except small ones up above the stack.
Now, let's get some lights turned on.
Here are the switches.
Okay, now let's close the side door and he won't be able to...
Jerry!
What?
Look, climbing up that bookcase.
He's the one Bertie introduced us to.
Professor Markham.
She's trying to get out that window.
Jerry, the bookcase is tipping over.
Wait, pulling it over. Markham, look out!
It's falling!
Get back, Pam! Come on, Pam.
He's pinned under the bookcase.
And we'll never be able to move it. A steel case like that must weigh a ton. Markham!
Jerry!
Oh, there's no hurry about getting him out. He's dead.
Oh.
What was that?
I don't know. It sounded like... Bertie! Bertie! Oh, Jerry. Darling, she's alive. She's all right.
And he was choking me, and then I heard you, Pamela. Oh, have some dumplings here. Pounding on the door and calling my name. More chicken, Jerry. And then, well, I just don't remember a thing.
You fainted.
Exactly. That's exactly what I did. Potatoes, anyone?
And Markham must have thought you were dead.
Oh, that man. That horrible, horrible, horrible man. Do you know what he was going to do? He told me himself.
What?
Pass Jerry the gravy, dear. That book you found up on Pilot Rock.
What about it?
Well... After he killed me, he was going to take the book and destroy the record of it in my files.
So it could never be traced back to him.
Exactly, dear, exactly. Do have another pop over, Jerry. He was actually going to steal that book. Well, when he told me that, I saw right then and there what kind of a man he was.
Thank you. Mr. and Mrs. North are brought to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.